Strange Flying Machines, page 215. Another large seaplane was designed in America in the 1940s. The plan was to create an aeroplane that could carry troops and freight across the Atlantic Ocean during the Second World War. Nearly as big as a modern jumbo jet, it was made of wood because of a wartime shortage of metal. This wooden aircraft cost far too much money and took too long to build. Nicknamed the Spruce Goose, it made just one test flight on the 2nd of November 1947, 2 years after the war ended. It was then locked away in a giant hangar and never used. Fact box. The Spruce Goose was officially called the Hughes H4 Hercules and was built by the eccentric millionaire Howard Hughes. It has 8 massive engines. It is on display in the Evergreen Aviation Museum in Oregon, in the USA. In 1955, the American Air Force tested an aeroplane that could fly for days or even weeks without having to land for fuel. Instead, the Convair NB-36 had a nuclear reactor to power its engines. This was such a ridiculously dangerous invention. Every time it went on a test flight, another aeroplane full of paratroopers had to follow it in case it crashed. Their job would be to secure the area of the crash site and prevent anyone else coming into contact with the deadly radioactive wreckage. Eventually, someone in the president's office at the White House realized how dangerous this was and cancelled the project. People can look back and laugh at some of these strange ideas for flight. However, every time a new design is tested, it teaches us something new, whether it succeeds or fails. The safe, efficient technology that is taken for granted on flights today owes its success to people who were brave enough to make that first leap of faith.